T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right, so I promised the parents of the Upstate I'd do a quick fix on their kids' minds right now.
Okay.
Doing what the school system failed so miserably to do on the field trip I was on yesterday, which looked like a field trip but was basically a climate change brainwashing seminar. My son's class, along with several other classes from the Greenville County School System and the Anderson County School System, went to the Peace Center to see this lecture by a photographer named Brian Scarry, aptly named Brian Scarry. And he's a National Geographic photographer. So the idea is to bring a photographer who's done a ton of underwater photography, great, beautiful pictures, great, where he's very talented, to talk to kids about his job, right? Well, we're like 10 minutes into this thing before I realize what's really going on here. This is a big lecture about climate change and how we have to stop it. And there's absolutely no counterpoint given whatsoever, which turned out to be a big problem, kids, because what Mr. Scarry told you yesterday was not true. And I want to help fix that. And Mr. Scarry was kind of scary. Showed pictures of beautiful, you ever see one of those harp seals? They're white and fuzzy when they're born.
Yeah.
They're really
pretty.
Awfully
cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. And they tend to live in the Gulf of, well, they do. They live in the Gulf of St. Lawrence, which is off the Canadian coast, right? And so he shows a picture of the baby seals and the kids go, oh, because they're all in the, you know, they're all in the auditorium. Next, he flashes to a picture of a dead baby seal floating in the water. And the mama is desperately trying to nose the thing back up. It's clearly dead. And the kids go, and he tells them that the baby seal is dead because of climate change, because the sea ice melted because of climate change, because we're, you know, because of carbon and all of that, it melted. And so the seal, baby seals, they're falling off the ice because the ice is thinning. Now we have to work together to fight climate change. Well, I'm sitting there in the audience, 3 minutes it takes me, right? 3 minutes it could have taken Brian Scarry to not be so scary to the kids. Kids, I want you to know what the truth is, okay? You don't need to worry about the baby seals. They're fine. They're going to be okay. Let me read you this headline. This is more recent than when Mr. Scarry went there. Now, when Mr. Scarry went there, it was the ice was thin. In fact, they had record thin ice. Now, if climate change, global warming was responsible for that, kids, the ice would still be thin, right? It'd still be thin. But it's not. It's not thin. Headline, ice in Gulf of St. Lawrence, thickest it's been in years. So the ice is thick again. After several years of less than average, even record-setting levels, the sea ice off Newfoundland and Labrador's coast is back with a vengeance. So kids, don't worry about the ice is back. The baby seals are fine. Now, I want to leave you with a question in your mind about what Mr. Scarry did yesterday. So I know a lot of you heard it. The auditorium was packed, and they're going to be cycling further classes from Greenville County and Anderson County through Mr. Scarry's very scary and not necessarily so true climate change lecture. And I want you to know this. The sea ice is fine. It's actually had record thickness levels, so it's returned. Everything's fine. The seal population, Mr. Scarry didn't mention this either. The seal population is just fine. In fact, it's better than fine. It's thriving. So my source here is Google. It's just the general Wikipedia entry. Kids, the harp seals, they're not dying from climate change. Their numbers are surging. In fact, their numbers are at the highest level they've been since the 1980s. 1980s, they were down to about 500,000 population. They're back up to about between 5 and 7 million. So you can see that the seals are fine. Climate change isn't killing them. In fact, their conservation status has been lowered to what's called least concern. least concern. So that's the lowest conservation status you can get. We're not worried about the harp seals. And when you have a least concern rating, what that means is the population is increasing. So Mr. Scary told you some scary stuff yesterday, and it wasn't true. He said that climate change, and again, I'm talking to the kids, if they're in the car, turn it up, especially if your kid went on this field trip yesterday. Mr. Scary didn't tell you the truth. And I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to. Seals are fine. Population is increasing. The ice is thick. Climate change is not killing the harp seal. So you saw the baby dead harp seal. He told you yesterday it was climate change. Kids, and I'm sorry he did that. And I'm sorry that the school system didn't provide you with an alternative point of view. And I'm sorry that Mr. Scary didn't take the 3 minutes that I did to check what he said yesterday and what he told all those kids, because he should be ashamed of himself putting a picture up like that of a poor dead seal and telling second graders that climate change killed the seal. I was fit to be tired yesterday, Lee. I was just absolutely, I just left there. I was just, rest of my day was blown.
How exactly would climate change have killed a baby seal?
He didn't say.
Well,
he said the ice was thinning.
It was probably one of the predators, like maybe, a shark.
Well, no, what happened was he said the ice was thinning, right? And that meant that the baby harp seals were falling through the ice because it was thin and they were drowning.
Okay. The last time I checked, the seal was an aquatic mammal, which means they live in the water.
Well, okay, here's what he said, and I'm glad you're asking me these questions. They do, but not for the first 2 weeks. They can't swim for those first 2 weeks. They can't swim really well. After about 2 weeks, they're then strong enough to go in the water and they can swim. But if they fall through the ice before then, they can drown. And so his point was, well, the ice is so thin, they're all falling through, they're drowning, and we got to save them, and it's because of climate change. And again, kids, that can't be, because what Mr. Scary didn't tell you is after his trip, the ice thickened, and the seal population has been increasing every year. So the baby seals are not falling through the ice. They're not in danger because of climate change. In fact, the opposite is true. So if you went on that field trip yesterday, understand it's okay. That dead baby seal is tragic that he showed you the dead baby seal, but this is something that happens. Seals do fall off the ice, but it's not because of climate change, and this is not an increasing problem. He lied. Either lied or he was just too lazy to do his homework. I don't know which it was, but I resent the heck out of the fact that he sat in front of me in a position of authority provided to him by the Greenville County School System and lied to my child. It was outrageous. I mean, if you'd been sitting there, I'm like, dude, you could get Google. Use Google. It's right there. But this is what they do, Lee. You think you turn your kid's mind over to the Greenville County Schools. I wonder how many kids came home yesterday and told their parents the baby seals are dying because of climate change. And repeated that, and their parents, didn't think to question it. This is why, Lee, we have these millennials come out of these school systems and they're not even saving their 401ks because they think the world's going to end.
Yeah.
It's because while you were at work, the school system was brainwashing your kids with what absolutely can't be called science. And you know what, Lee? I would be fine if they wanted to have a debate, two sides or something. That would be cool. We can show what a debate looks like. But this wasn't science. This was just a pack of lies.
Well, debate is a four-letter word to liberal progressives in this country, because that's not something we can have, because you must accept climate change. You must accept all the other change, all the other grievance groups that we have. Those must be accepted. They must never be criticized, and we can't talk about the consequences, and we can't talk about whether or not that certain aspects of this are factual or not.
Yeah, and that is it's tremendously frustrating, and I just as an adult, I cannot imagine showing kids a picture of a dead baby seal pup and lying to them that climate change caused it, when 3 minutes on Google I could see that is just absolutely not the case. So, Greenville County Schools, folks, what will they come up with next? So if your kid is going on this trip to the Peace Center, because they're going in waves and they're going to see the National Geographic live, you need to prepare them that Mr. Scary says some scary stuff and a lot of it's not true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, says The Atlantic. Liberal magazine. Headline. You ready for this? Staunchly liberal magazine. Headline, Obama should never have appeased Iran. Wait, what? I could have written that. Obama should never have appeased Iran. It's just so rare to see the mainstream media, any member of the mainstream media, actually admitting what we've told you about the Iran deal, that it was a disaster. So instead of just hearing it from me this morning, as you've heard it from me, well, for years, I'm going to read from The Atlantic, liberal magazine. Talks about Obama's Iran deal, quote, it dismantled the regime of UN sanctions that had all but ruined the Iranian economy in exchange for temporary limits on key facilities of Iran's nuclear weapons program and vague commitments never to develop nuclear weapons. I told you. And that's extremely generous. I've always told you that the point of the deal, what Obama was paying for with those pallets of cash, was for Iran to pretend to be ending its nuclear program while giving it cover to continue. That's how it looks to me. Here's how it looks to The Atlantic. Obama's Iran deal, it says, quote, it left Iran with all the basic elements of both a plutonium and uranium pathway, serial production capability for nuclear warheads, which it could activate in a matter of months. I would argue it was activated. Because remember the inspections that you'd have to wait, several weeks to go in there each time. There's just enough time for them to clear it out. This deal was built to ensure that Tehran could cheat. Here's what else The Atlantic says. I quote, the deal itself was seen by many in Tehran as a surrender on America's part. Yep, The Atlantic is blaming Obama for this. They wind up with, about the Iranian deal, nuke deal, the baseline presumption had to be that Iran would feel emboldened and it would be more, not less, difficult to deal with Iran's other nefarious activities. Yep, exactly what we've said. Just that you would want to hear it from the left. Texture writes, as a teacher, I will tell you, we get those things for the Peace Center at the beginning of the year with just a couple of sentences about what it's going to be about. So it's more the presenter than Greenville County Schools. No. And I was really careful earlier not to blame the teachers. I mean, they're just told to bring the kids. I don't know what's going on. But you'd think, I mean, Greenville County Schools, you're going to send that many classes to go see a climate change propaganda talk? That's what it was. That you would know what was going to be said, right? And if they didn't know, they should have. Because Brian Scarry's talk, he's a National Geographic photographer. I'm talking about, I wasn't here yesterday because I went on my son's field trip. How many more field trips the Greenville County Schools are going to allow me to go on, I do not know. But I was absolutely shocked at the propaganda. I mean, it was 10 minutes in, you could tell what this was. This was presented as Brian Scarry talks about his really cool career as an underwater photographer. But what it was climate change propaganda talk. And he wanted the oceans off our coast to be blocked from drilling. It was anti-drilling. It was anti-climate change. And the worst part, again, was he told kids, he showed kids a picture of a baby seal and told them that climate change had killed the seal. Specifically what he said. And you could, and when he put the dead seal picture up, you could see the gasp. And it was the poor mama seal. And she was trying to lift the little baby seal up to the water because it slipped off the ice. And what he said was that the ice was thin, so the seal fell. And this was, you know, that we have to save the seals because they're drowning, they're falling into the water. You know, we have to fight climate change. And I went, I bet that's not true. I bet that sea ice thickened because we've seen trends of sea ice all over the place thickening when it was supposed to thin. So, I mean, literally 3 minutes I'm Googling right there in the auditorium. Record thick sea ice. right there. Right there. In the St. Lawrence. Did he tell kids? Well, when I was there, the ice was record thin, and I did see some babies fall off, but now it's record thick, so no, he didn't add that part. Did he tell the kids that the seal population is increasing? And that its conservation status is least concern, population increasing? This is not an endangered animal. This is not an animal that's going to die. This is not an animal that's dying because of thin ice. This is not an animal we have to worry about. He didn't include any of that. It was pure, unadulterated propaganda. And I resent the heck out of the fact that you sat my kid in front of that. And you didn't tell me this is going to be a climate change indoctrination session. And you know what? No excuse for Greenville County Schools either, because they could have known. His whole talk, he's been giving this talk. Brian Scarry, the photographer, he's been giving it for years. It's all right there online. I mean, I listened to it. I went back and listened to it. He uses almost exactly the same words from talk to talk to talk to talk. No other side is presented. Nobody questions what he said. This was presented to our kids as science yesterday. It was liberal propaganda. So this is what they did with your kids while you were at work. They took them to a climate change indoctrination session. And I apologize to you. I was one of the parent chaperones. I had no idea what I was going to. I was appalled watching it.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Told you so. No, I told you. What did I tell you last week? We're not going to have war with Iran. I mean, like, right off the bat, there's not going to be any war with Iran. If there were, we would decimate them by noon. In order to believe that we're going to have war with Iran and this is going to be a terrible thing, you have to believe three things. That none of the technological advances of the last 18 years or so have happened. Where we don't need to put boots on the ground anymore to take out our enemies. You have to believe that that hasn't happened. You have to be willfully blind to it. You have to believe that Iran is a formidable foe in a war and they could somehow beat us. And you have to believe Trump wants war. None of those things are true. None of those things are true. So I just wanted to play this for you because in hindsight, it's funny. And I want to ask as you're listening to this, where's the war? No, I mean, where is it? Because last week at this time, we were going to war with Iran. I mean, we were going. It was over. I mean, do you remember the hysteria? What was about last Monday? I mean, I'm reading tweets out of L.A. And the anti-war protesters are in the streets marching. And they're protesting the war that the media told them we were having. And the liberal left, I mean, from Twitter to Salon was hysterical. Nobody was going to want to fight, so they were going to have a draft. These liberal people were going to be drafted. They were going to have to fight Iranians. They're going to get dropped, boots on the ground. They were going to just drop them in there. And they just wanted to give a hug to the mullahs, and instead they were going to have to fight them. I mean, it was crazy. They were in the streets marching against the war. And I'm sitting here the whole time going, what war? What war? Folks, this is the media. Beginning of last week, they're reporting as fact that we're going to war. Listen to how hysterical this sounds now.
We need to presume that we are now at war with Iran. I don't say that lightly.
You know, it's an act of war. There's really no other way to look at it.
A brand new war run by this corrupt and curious president, that is the ultimate fear.
We've entered into a hot war with Iran. Donald Trump simply politically is not in a position to not be able to escalate from here.
Where's the war? So did I miss the war? There was going to be a war. There was going to be a war. But then there was also going to be a recession, wasn't there? There was also going to be a genocide in the north of Syria. That didn't happen. I told you it wouldn't. There was also going to be a war with North Korea. That didn't happen either. This is what hysteria replaces news. No war. At some point, some of you trolls, I mean, I got to be getting into your head. I've been right four times in a row here. They're hysterical and they lie to you. That's all they do is lie to you. They whoop you into a frenzy. You know, there was something brilliant about Trump hitting Soleimani. And I've been wondering if this was done on purpose, the selection of him. Because Soleimani is not just a terrorist. Designated by our own Treasury Department and the UN during the Obama administration, not Trump administration. He's not just a terrorist. He's not just a murderer of over 600 of us in terror attacks, mostly with IEDs. He's not just that. He's not just the guy behind the attack on our embassy. He is a brutal thug in his own country. His forces killed hundreds of protesters in November. Last November, they shot 1,500 people. Can you imagine being shot by them? You wonder who Soleimani was in Iran to those people? Here's a headline for you from the New York Times. This is Soleimani's people carrying this out. Iran rights lawyer sentenced to 38 years in prison and 148 lashes. Do you know what she did? She was a civil rights lawyer. She made the mistake of representing for free women who refused to wear hijabs in public in Iran. What do you get for that? 38 years in prison and 148 lashes. Who delivers it? Soleimani's goons. You know what happens to women protesters in Iranian prisons? Google it. They have rape squads just for them. This is whose side the left is on. I can't imagine what that poor woman is going through. I read it to you at the time. I have prayed for her almost every day. I'd take some of those lashes on my own back for her if I could. Every woman should be willing to do it. Come here, lash us. We're the feminist. Where are they? We're the feminist. We're the left. Oh, they're with Soleimani. So can you see psychologically the effect it would have to kill Soleimani on the Iranian people? Not the mullahs, I don't care about them. The people in the streets. These are the people carrying out 148 lashes and 38 years in prison on a female human rights lawyer who makes the mistake of representing women in court who just don't want to wear the hijab in public. They were the ones carrying out the lashes. They were the ones lining up people before firing squads. 1,500 last November, a couple of hundred this November. They were the ones shooting people in the streets who are now so broke, they're hungry. Do you know people are fleeing rural areas of Iran because they can't get the water to them anymore? And do you know why that is? Trump sanctions. So psychologically, if you want the Iranian people to flood the streets, if you want them to believe that they have some small chance to be free in order to spur them into overthrowing this regime, what do? You kill Soleimani. That's what Trump did. The Democrat leadership understands this perfectly. They are not confused one iota about this. They know this is a huge win for Trump that these people are pouring out into the streets, ripping down pictures of Soleimani. Now, I know my trolls would say, but didn't they come out for the funeral of Soleimani? Yeah, Soleimani had some supporters. But mostly they were required to be there, as General Jack Keane explained last week. You got a job with the government? You're not there, man. You're not going to have a job with the government. You can't feed your family. So war with Iran, right? We're at war with Iran. The media can't even get that right. They just make this stuff up. By the way, did you know that American contractor killed by Soleimani's forces? You know he had two kids and a wife. He was a young guy. Had an 8-year-old and a 2-year-old. Do you know that? Do you know his name? No? Of course you don't. Just thought maybe the media, the Democrats would like to take a few minutes off from grieving Soleimani to focus on something else like the American who got killed. They don't care. They don't care. Why are they doing that? Because you know why? The Iranian regime is teetering on the brink. Their economy lost 10% of their GDP last year. The IMF is forecasting the loss of 20% more this year. That's 1/5, for those of you on Common Core math. At that point, they're forecasting the Iranian middle class will be decimated. It's just not going to exist anymore. So the question becomes, how long will it take Trump to topple the Iranian regime? Can he do it before the end of 2020? Yeah, I'm betting against it. Could he do it before the end of two terms? Probably. Democrats got to stop this. They have got to crush the hopes of the Iranian people that they might be free, because otherwise this would be a major coup for Trump in a good way. He stands decent arms of toppling this regime if the Democrats would just get out of the way and stop siding with the same people who give a female civil rights attorney 148 lashes and 38 years in prison for merely saying that women shouldn't have to wear a hijab in public. Texter writes, no enemy is willing to stand against Trump because they know he'll stand up to them. I'm sure there's somebody out there who wants to try it. Just not clear who's next. Played the hysterical, we're going to war with Iran media montage from just last Monday. Now completely debunked and totally discredited. Want to have fun with another one? Here's the media eulogizing Soleimani, a guy who killed the citizens in his own country. And I don't know if you remember me this telling you this. When we were going through the economic stack, I've been saying for months that Trump has just decimated the Iranian economy. And that for months, the people have been in the streets of Iran protesting. They got nothing else to do. It's not like they have jobs or anything. And they're desperate. They're absolutely desperate. And it's gotten so bad that the mullahs who they're protesting had to threaten them with death for protesting. Who do you think carried that out? Who do you think did the crackdown? Soleimani. This is Soleimani's thugs. They know. Why is it? And if you want to see a good roundup, I've got it up on my Twitter feed for you. I've been retweeting. I mean, all the Iranian dissidents, the ones who fled the country, the ones that are here, they're all 2AT supporting Trump. Couldn't be more thrilled. Couldn't believe he took out Soleimani. I mean, Soleimani's like the death's head in Iran. Absolute brutal dictators. Killed several hundred protesters just in November alone. So what did the media's coverage of that sound like? You remember? Oh, the Iranian people love Soleimani. And the ones who didn't are dead. They forgot to mention that part. Here we go. The media eulogizing Soleimani.
It's difficult to convey how revered he is. He's regarded as personally incredibly brave. The troops love him.
By killing Qasem Soleimani, the U.S. has stripped Iran of an inspirational military leader.
In life, Qasem Soleimani was celebrated as a military commander. In death, he's being saluted as a hero and a martyr.
The impact of his death, profound. The emotion just as powerful. The supreme leader of Iran weeping and praying over a coffin draped in the Iraqi flag.
What a lie. What a pack of lies. Now get this. Trump's message to the Iranian people, which he wrote in their language, was the most liked tweet in all of Persian Twitter history. Sure seems like they like him. Maybe it's because he killed the guy who was killing them. Here's what he wrote in Farsi. To the brave and suffering Iranian people, I have stood with you since the beginning of my presidency and my government will continue to stand with you. We are following your protest closely. Your courage is inspiring. Most popular tweet ever in Iran. Don't expect to hear about that from the mainstream media today. Don't expect to hear it. All they do is lie. Lies and propaganda.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.